Well, let's catch up with our good friend Tyler Heppel. He's a production manager at Heppel's Potatoes in Surrey. Last night, he, along with many people, 250 plus people, I'm told, went to Kwantlen University in Langley to talk about the Heppel farm. The federal government owns that farm, and they technically, if the once the lease is over, can move it into the ALR. The provincial government could, or they could sell it, and it could be used for essentially as a warehouse, used for warehouses and turn it into more commercial property as well. Well, there's significant support, obviously, from residents of Surrey who want to keep it as a viable farm. It has been there for decades. Tyler, give me a sense of what it was like last night at the meeting.
Hey, yeah, thanks for having me on again. Yeah, it was absolutely electric last night. It was 2.5 hours of people standing up and really pouring out their heart on why they believe that the best value for this land is it staying in agriculture. So it was a great night.
So do you think you made your sale last night? Do you think the folks were convinced at the Agricultural Land Commission that this has to stay the way it does based on what you have said and what people were saying last night?
Yeah, I think it was loud and clear to the Agricultural Land Commission that this is some of the best farmland in all of Canada. My hope is that we made enough noise that our friends over in Ottawa heard it loud and clear and know that BC stands united on our food security and wanting this land to stay producing vegetables.
And I know you had the provincial leadership there and federal leadership, and there's plenty of Liberal members of parliament in Surrey who I'm sure were paying attention as well. Why do you think this property has attracted so much attention, not just from media, but I think you were able to get a petition signed with thousands and thousands of people. What is it about this property or this story do you think that's caught on with the public?
Yeah, I think, this piece of land is like a little part of California in British Columbia. It is so unique. Some compare it to like the crown jewel, right? And It's fed British Columbians for the last 50 years. And I think now, since we've seen, a pandemic, we realize that the grocery stores, the food doesn't magically show up on them. Mm-hmm. And I think it's top of mind now with everything that's going on in the world. And because of, social media and TikTok, I think people were able to see the news and just see the facts, and it's an easy decision once you do hear all the facts.
Let me, I was very interested in your story yesterday. You talked about, working in the white collar world and you just didn't feel fulfilled. You wanted to come back to the farm and you feel very fulfilled. Let's talk a little bit about food security. And food security means different things to people. For some, it's the ability to grow food in your community, in your province. Others, food security is different. I would argue food security isn't just growing it. It's the ability to package it, manufacture it, and get it to the shelf of a grocery store locally, whatever that may be. So there's that entire chain. When I look at countries or areas like the Netherlands, they are sort of the global superpower when it comes to food production in so many different ways. What do you think we need to be doing next beyond just talking about food security, but making it easier for someone like yourself to focus on these other things? There are advantages of the market. There are advantages of being able to manufacture and package a lot of that stuff here as well, not just grow it. What kind of things would you like to see moving forward where farming is viable for your generation?
Yeah, you're very well spoken. I think that's why they gave me a show. Yeah, no kidding. I think one of the biggest things is we need to make farming more attractive for the next generation. Mm-hmm. I mentioned this briefly, the average age of the Canadian farmer is 57 years old, and there is not a lot of interest in next generation farmers. And, obviously no farmland, no food, but also no farmers, no food. So, this was brought up in the hearing that there's government subsidies to get a Tesla or electric car, but I would love to see more government programs and subsidies to get the next generation in farming.
I'm going a little bit off topic, but I think it's the right topic because it still comes down to food security. Part of the problem is that we want to protect our ALR, and we should protect our ALR. It's valuable farmland. But if we were able to build, let's say, a packaging facility on ALR land to package and to clean that very potato you may be growing, or somebody's growing blueberries, whatever it may be, right now you couldn't do that. Do you think those kinds of things should be looked at by this government. But going back to my original question, which is food security can't just be about growing things. It should be about cleaning that food and packaging that food, which would mean, and even doing research in some of these facilities. You can't put that type of facility right now because it is our ALR land. Do you think we should be looking, considering, studying that type of food security moving forward?
Yeah, I think we should be looking at all options to really address this. I think when I look at the land base here in British Columbia, we are so unique to any other place in the world because we have the ocean and the mountains, and we're very landlocked. So that's why I'm very passionate about like not building on farmland. And I know a lot of farmers, if they do have to build a facility where they're washing their potatoes or their carrots, they'll mm-hmm. choose a more marginal piece of their property mm-hmm. that doesn't have good soil, so the rest of it can be in food production. I don't really have an answer for that. I think that's something definitely to think about and brainstorm, but I do just want to encourage the next generation here because we are going to be the ones that, are going to be leading the way and feeding this country one day.
Yeah, absolutely. The reason I ask that because I think in our polarized politics, whether you're talking about energy pipelines, or even food security in ALR, it gets very polarized, yes or no, black or white, and we sometimes have a difficulty having those conversations because ALR is important. It was brought in 1972 under Dave Barrett, and I think most people think it's been a success. I certainly think it is, but do we need to update it in some way? So that's where I was coming from, but I think that's going to be a much broader conversation over the next few years here as well. So Tyler, tell me in regards to this presentation yesterday in Langley, you've made your case, the residents made their case. It's just a question of waiting now?
Yeah, it's a question of waiting. I think we'll get an answer back here in the beginning of March, hopefully. And then after that, I think the next step would be we really need to make sure that we get a covenant on this land so it stays in agriculture forever. Because at the end of the day, the federal government can take any land out of the ALR, even if it is in it. Mm-hmm. So this is a really good barrier and a great leap in the right direction. But we got to work towards working with the federal government and getting a covenant on this land so it always stays producing vegetables.
Tyler, thank you so much for your time. And you know what? You're a pretty good communicator yourself as well. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.